Six games of hoops on a Wednesday night. We had a beautiful LeBron tip-in. The Clippers prevented the Knicks from clinching the playoffs, and Jokic's 30th triple-double of the season. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Levy, let's talk about LeBron James.
Let's talk about him. Let's do it.
Those who might not know, Lakers beat the Pacers 120-119. Lakers were down one with no time left. Luka took the final shot, missed it, and LeBron tipped it in, buzzer beater. LeBron did not play well this game. Luka played amazing, and the Lakers get the win. You know, accolade for LeBron. They're, wow, LeBron gets it done.
This reminds me a lot of that season that Kobe got Dwight and Nash. Not the Lakers. Kobe got them. It was a gift by Lakers management to Kobe Bryant that ended up being terrible. But it reminds me of, they came down to the last few games of that season. Kobe ended up obviously getting injured. But it was like that same race to the playoffs. It's not a race right now. They're in a comfortable position. But the team feels like they're fighting for, not relevancy. What's the word I'm looking for? Like
seeding? Like this win tied them with Memphis for the 4th seed.
I was going to say more like validity. But that works also like for seeding. I think you can have whatever debate you want to have about who's the greatest of all time, whatever. I just think that LeBron keeps coming up with these insane highlights. He keeps like finding ways to affect the game without necessarily having to be the primary scoring option. And he does it time and time again. No one was expecting LeBron to get that tip in. You didn't even see him under there trying to get the rebound with everybody else. It was just a big mosh pit of players, and he managed to get his hand on the ball and tip it in. It was like really the last second.
I totally agree with you. Like, I feel bad. I wish I didn't agree, so it would be better content for the podcast. But I totally agree with you. Do we want to talk about what seems like a main story? I feel like we should. We have never addressed on this podcast the LeBron-Stephen A. Smith fight.
I just feel like it's nothing, if I'm being honest with you.
It's nothing, but it's also, it's news. Meaning, whenever I look at the headlines, like, that's the first thing I'm seeing. So it reminds me of those, like, LeVar Ball days. You remember that when, like, LeVar Ball was like, Lonzo is better than Jordan? And you're like, do we have to talk about this? And, like, he was on First Take, like, debating, like, that, those type of stuff. And, like, it was just news. So I don't know, like, how, what is our job as NBA Daily Recappers? Should we just talk about, you know, what interests us? Or is it our duty for someone to be like, oh, that's weird, LeBron, Stephen A., like, I didn't hear about that in the NBA Daily Recap pod. You know, what is our role here?
I hear the question. Again, I don't think it's going to affect playoff seeding.
No, it definitely won't. But it's a story. I mean, it's news.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith is the closest thing in sports news media to a WWE personality. It's his prerogative to stir up something that is going to garner him, you know, narrative ability and get him more views. LeBron also enjoys a show. Right? Stephen A. Smith saying that he would have swung on LeBron. Like, in what world? In what world? You know? So we can cover it. We can discuss our thoughts. Ultimately, it comes down to, I think that Stephen A. Smith was in his eyes, very candid about Bronny James. I think that LeBron really did not appreciate what was said. But at the same time, like, why is he not allowed to comment on Bronny? I understand why LeBron would be insulted about it. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's not really a new... Like, I get both sides. But at the same time, like, doesn't have any holding on real world things.
You both said you don't want to talk about it and then given your opinion on it. So I like it.
Well, because I feel like there was prodding to talk about it. So I gave a...
I was more just opening the question. It wasn't like a call. I was just noticing, like, I'm looking at my Twitter. That's all it's talking about. So I'm like, oh, like, we should probably say something. But maybe we shouldn't. I don't know. Because it's not, like, interesting, like you mentioned. Like, it's LeVar Ball, like, saying Jordan is the GOAT.
I mean, but even that was more of a news story to me, because then you get to see how it, like, right, like saying like Lonzo should be taken number one, absolutely, he's got to go to the Lakers, whatever, and then watching Lonzo Ball, like having the retrospective of it and seeing how horrible Lonzo Ball played for the Lakers, like, I just feel like we saw the fallout, so there's more to comment on, but this is like just discourse that...
I think the actual content of the fight isn't interesting. It's more interesting that they're fighting, right? LeBron James is the most famous name in sports. Stephen A. Smith is the most famous name in sports media. They are having a feud. That's what's interesting. It's less about the context of the feud, right? Who's right, who's wrong? Like, They're both a little bit right. They're both a little bit wrong. I don't think we need to give our opinion on who's right or wrong. But the bottom line is that because they're the two biggest names in their field, it's news.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm a big believer in like what is the news for? Is to tell us something. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that's what's a weird.
That's very Jewish of you. You're like my nafkamina. Like. You're like, you know, like, it's just like interesting.
Right, like, it's like, I don't know, because now the name is LeBron James, that was switched. But like Kevin Durant does this every other Tuesday, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not as interesting because Kevin Durant is not the best in this sport. It's the headline of everything.
But also, I don't know, the flip side of it is like, I don't know, everybody and their grandmother has commented on Bronny. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I just feel like taking exception to Stephen A., I don't know. I don't even know how to feel about it. I think
your issue is with you think this is like a pointless fight and you're like, what are we doing here? But I think you're missing the bigger point is that they're in a fight. Like Stephen A is mad at LeBron and LeBron is mad at Stephen A. And that matters to people because they're the biggest names in their field and they are feuding right now. And people like a feud, people like a machlokes, if you will. Now, it doesn't matter when you go to, not to get Jewish here, right? But when there's a disagreement in the Talmud for our non-Jewish listeners, like, it's not as interesting to argue about, like, you getting into the nitty-gritty of why each person says what is. We're not really trying to get to a bottom line. When we learn the Talmud, we don't get to a bottom line. It's more of like, this person says this, what's he thinking? That person says that. And that's what they're thinking. It's more interesting that they disagree than what the actual disagreement is about. And I think you're getting too bought into like, everyone talks about Bronny. Okay, so Stephen A like says something about Bronny. Why are you making a big thing of it? Like, you know what? Who cares? Like, I agree with you. The content of the fight is stupid, but it matters. LeBron is every second he gets, he went on Pat McAfee and he just went on to rip Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith on his show just rips LeBron. Like, whether they're right or wrong, I don't think that matters so much. It's more of like that it's happening.
Let's say that there was a news media article that Patrick Mahomes and Obama are in a fight.
Like, that would be huge.
But who cares at the same
time? Everyone would care.
Okay, and now households are torn apart because Obama and Patrick Mahomes don't get along? I don't know. I just don't get it.
Households, it would just be really interesting. I would be all in on that news. What are they fighting about?
But also, what is it going to end up with? Like a debate? No, like...
No, it's just interesting.
I don't know. I don't know if it's interesting.
Listen, the world disagrees with you because it's on every... You go to Bleacher Report, you go to Clutch Points, you go to ESPN. First thing on there is LeBron-Stephen A. feud. So that's obviously getting the most clicks. That's more interesting to everyone than... the Clippers being the Knicks 126-113.
But that's because the Knicks didn't win. Like if Jalen Brunson came back, that's top headline. Like if something actually
in
the sport happened.
But you call it a slow news day.
Yeah.
What do we do here? We recap what happened every day.
I think it's more forcing a narrative by the news media, if I'm being honest with you. I don't think that people really care about this.
No, it could be. If there was more interesting things going on then this would be buried. Right? If last night Brunson hit a buzzer beater. Jokic, you know, he scored 100 points. In Toronto, someone scored 70. Yeah, this would be the fifth most important thing going on.
Okay, so the flip side of that is that I feel like there's been news media that we haven't covered because we felt like it was noise this year, you know, in the short time that we've both been co-hosts on the pod. Like, I feel like in regards to, like, Luka, for example, right? Like, we didn't cover the Mavericks' scathing report and article post-trade that Luka was, we called him Huka Doncic, you know? Like, at the end of the day, like, they're playing basketball, you know? Like, that's going to be the result. Like, unless Stephen A. Smith laces them up, goes out there and drops 45 on LeBron. It's like anytime that I see anything with like, Logan or Jake Paul, you know? Like, people can talk a lot of stuff all the time, but if nothing's going to happen and you're not going to, like, you know, if someone, like, ends up in a boxing ring with somebody else, you know, that's something. If that happened with LeBron James and Stephen A. Smith, I think that would be absolutely, I'm okay to lead the show with that.
Interesting. I think you're too nafkamina oriented.
Okay.
I think it's like, I also was putting it up for debate. I'm not even sure. I might agree with you, but you're like really anti. Remember the Hail Mary from Washington this season that won the game? The game was over, right? They were up five. They were on like the 20-yard line. So the game's over. So there was a defender who was like basically in the end zone and he was booing the fans. He was jeering the fans. And then once he did that, he ran to the ball. Like he's like, oh no, like the game's happening. And he ran to the ball and he was actually the one that tipped it, but he tipped it to someone in the end zone. Okay. And now people are saying if he wasn't booing the fans, maybe he would have made the right play. Okay. Now other people are saying he made the right play. It just didn't happen. That had nothing to do with it. And that was a real debate going on. And there was it doesn't matter. We're never going to know who's right. There's no conclusion of it. There was just two sides. Like, did the booing matter or not? It's like, that's almost every argument.
You know, perfect. I think that that was discussing the outcome of something based around the event that happened, right? If the Lakers are losing, the headline could read, is LeBron playing worse because Stephen A. Smith is in his head? I think that that's a stupid narrative and a stupid story, but I would give more credence to a narrative like that, an article like that, because you're seeing results. Is it because of this, right? If there's an outcome because of what the story is.
I don't know. We're not going to gain anything from figuring that out, and we're not going to get anything from the Hail Mary thing. But they're the same to me. But okay, some interesting LeBron stats for you. He's tied for eighth in most career game-winning buzzer beaters in NBA history, including regular season and playoffs. Very surprising. This is not game winners, it's buzzer beaters. Guess how many buzzer beaters he has in his career?
22.
Eight. I was very surprised by that.
That's still a good number.
About it. Jordan has 9 and a much shorter career. Yes, he's great. And also, this is what everyone was talking about. So we could talk about it too, because it's really cool. He continued his streak of 1,283 games with scoring in double digits. Next, Denver beats Milwaukee 127-117. Jokic's first game back, and he did not disappoint. 39 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Nikola Jokic, welcome back to Jokic's Awesome Corner. We love to have you here. 16 of 25 shooting, 3 of 6 from 3. He was so good. Did you see that pass?
That's what I was going to say. The pass was incredible. He looked like spry.
Yeah.
Like he was jogging good up and down the court.
Looked fresh. He needed the break.
He looks like he's like also excited to play again. Also, Aaron Gordon was playing as well. I think also this works to my argument. I don't know if it made the pod yesterday. I don't think it did. That I watching Brook Lopez be the primary big guy inside and also have to guard Jokic on the perimeter. He can't move. Brook Lopez cannot. He's not mobile.
It's funny you say this because I watched the highlights of the game. I didn't watch the full game. I watched the highlights and I was like, oh, this goes against my argument. Look how good Jokic makes Aaron Gordon. Like,
100%,
I was thinking about the other. It's so funny. Like, we were both watching because I didn't realize it was like Bucks. I forgot they were playing the Bucks. But right. Like, we were both watching the same game thinking like, oh, like, I was right. Okay, next. Clippers beat New York 126-113. Knicks do not get to clinch a playoff spot. Kawhi Leonard and James Harden were so good. Just like efficient vintage Kawhi and Harden. They're becoming a real threat. The 3-1 seed, whoever they end up being. They beat this Knicks team. Very, very nice win for the Knicks. Still no Brunson, but Karl Anthony Towns and OG Anunoby played really, really well. Because again, Tibbs doing this. Like the starters really had a lot of minutes besides campaign. Towns, Anunoby, Bridges, and Hart all played at a minimum 33 minutes. Yeah, it's a good game though.
Kawhi Leonard has also been ramping up games played. Like in the beginning of the season, he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's been playing more games.
He would be like second team All-NBA if he was playing the whole season.
That's exactly what I was thinking. He looks really good. I'm excited to watch him play out the rest of his career, number one, for starters. I'm excited, number two, when he does retire, to find out what is wrong with him.
I don't think we're going to find out. I don't think he's going to be like, I'm retired. Here's what happened to me. I think he's just like, he has one of those bodies.
No, I think someone on the medical staff is going to be like, listen, he literally does not have kneecaps. Like, you know, that kind of thing. Like, I'm just so curious when he like needs to play a stretch versus like when he doesn't feel like playing it. Like, because he's not lazy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't get it. I don't understand. It's so fascinating. Like as a study. This is a bigger headline to me than LeBron. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just want to know. I really want to know.
I hear you. Next, Boston beats Phoenix 132-1. Completely dominant win. Kristaps, your guy, 30 points, 10 of 15 shooting.
Now he's a guy.
best game of the season by far. No Jason Tatum, and they still win easily. Those are my only notes on this game. I will not be talking about the Raptors-Brooklyn game or the Washington-Philly game. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting and producing. And I want to thank you all for listening.